This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, being brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the growing season in the Midwest is going on with a new set of challenges than we faced last year. Maybe a new set of challenges isn't the way we should think about it, but a new combination of familiar challenges. Instead of catastrophic drought, we're seeing historic levels of flooding. We're also looking at more outbreaks of different diseases than the drought had been keeping at bay. But we're also dealing with an influx of some old foes, pests like the corn rootworm. Well, there's ongoing work being done in the Corn Belt to help mitigate the issues. We'll find out more right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Corn rootworm is the billion-dollar bug, and it's so named because of the value it costs corn producers almost every year. Farmers are encouraged to do all they can to work with the USDA and their state extension offices to help collect more data about this bug and see where pockets of resistance to BT traits have developed. Universities across the Midwest are working together to find options and methods to deal with these annoying bugs. Nick Sider out of the University of Illinois talked with us about what they're seeing and how they're working with other organizations and universities to combat corn rootworm.
There are a few different reasons a farmer might be interested in keeping track of the rootworm beetles in their field. Usually the first thing that we're looking at, especially kind of around tasseling time, kind of over these next few weeks, is control performance, and in particular performance of BT traits. So when we start to see those traits slipping, when we start to see resistance develop in a population, usually the first thing that we're going to notice is elevated populations of beetles in those fields. We're usually going to notice that before we really start to notice increased pruning on the roots, at least above ground. And if you really want to be sure about your control performance, you ought to dig some roots to verify what's going on. But usually the first indication we have that something isn't going quite right is beetle numbers. The other thing we can learn from keeping track of these beetles is what species complex we have. And in Illinois, we're particularly worried about western and northern corn rootworm. And there's a few important reasons to keep track of that species complex. One is you do have some differences in efficacy, in control efficacy of these BT traits related to the species of rootworm beetle that you have. The other thing to note, of course, is that when you have northern corn rootworm in the field, and we've been seeing more and more northern corn rootworm beetles over the last few years in northern Illinois in particular. But that's an insect that can circumvent crop rotation by going through an extended diapause. And so if we start to see higher numbers of northern corn rootworm, that changes the way potentially that we look at managing that field. And in particular, it changes how many years going forward we need to think about having some control out in that field for those northern corn rootworm.
To have your fields checked or to be involved in any testing that goes on, contact your county Iowa State University Extension office. You can find a link to locations on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a great day.